Welcome back, you guys, to another great episode of Without a Trace. Hopefully your Monday is going well. You know, if you're having snow, hopefully you're staying warm. But without further ado, once again, thank you for all of your support in the past week. You know, I've released 2 new series and, you know, a whole bunch of content. And that is going to stick because I've been nonstop recording these episodes so I don't fall behind. And I'm not going to necessarily mention, you know, you can find us on Facebook. Do so. You know, I'm going to post it in the description now. But if you are new or if you haven't been wondering why you haven't been getting notified with this podcast, I'm going to tell you, you know, you got to follow us first. Then, after you follow us, you can have the option to get notifications if you want those. You know, accept the notifications, in short. This case that I'm going to do today is a local, well, not necessarily a local case. It's more of a state case that I live in. This happened in 2019 with a 9-year-old. So let's get into this. This might be a shorter episode today, but we'll play by ear. On February 3rd of 2019, Serenity Denard, who was 9 at the time, was playing in the gym at the Black Hills Children's Home Society in Rapid City. The bio for the children's home says, "We empower children to overcome the trauma that has affected their lives and guide families towards strength and safety." If you don't know what Black Hills Children's Home is, it's a treatment center for troubled youth. I don't know if there's necessarily a certain age group, and then they have to go to a different treatment center. But it typically holds kids that are having problems at home, or they're looking for foster families, you know, that type of inside information. Serenity had recently been placed in the home after she was given up by unstable birth parents. She had been adopted by Chad Denard and his wife at the time, Darcy. Chad and Darcy divorced and Chad remarried a woman named Cassandra. They became a blended family of 3 children and they also had their own newborn baby. Now, in order to understand Serenity, you got to understand who she was as a person. You know, what affected her, whether it was mentally, physically, whatnot, and we're just going to go into that because I think it's important. Serenity had been diagnosed with reactive detachment disorder, a condition in which children do not feel secure with familial relationships and can act out as a result. She also was diagnosed with disruptive mood dysregulation disorder, a condition marked by mood swings. She often attempted to run away from the family home as well. And that's a basis of why she was put in this treatment center, because she had a consistency of running away. Her behaviors worsened at home, like I said, and her instability within relationships with other children and the potential for self-harm. In July of 2018, she began residing at Black Hills Children's Home for what is typically a 14-month mission. As part of her prevention plan, running away prevention was part of her treatment plan. Now, this is where she goes missing, okay? On February 3rd of 2019, at around 10:45 a.m., another child at the home created a disturbance. Serenity being serenity saw the opportunity and used this distraction to escape while the staff members were occupied. She had tried to run away 1 week before her final escape and was placed on a protocol of arm's length only monitoring. That means, in short, if I'm going to think what it means, that a staff member has to be kind of watching her and being right next to her so she doesn't run away. But for some reason, the strict runaway prevention effort was ended the day before February 3rd. At 11 a.m., during this whole thing, a family was dropping off a child at the home, and the family had seen Serenity leave the gym building that's located on the campus. And the grandmother of the family reported this to the staff. The staff did not get her, and she ran away actually inside the Black Hills. Staff at the home did not call 911 though. This is where it kind of gets a little bit, why didn't you do this or that? They didn't call 911 for almost 2 hours after the grandmother reported this. At 12:26 p.m., a 911 call was placed at the Pennington County Dispatch. According to Bill Coulson, an executive director of the home, said, "We have been reviewing the events of Sunday and have confirmed that the call to 911 was placed at 12:26. When Serenity left staff site on Sunday, we immediately conducted a thorough search of our grounds and buildings and we were unable to find Serenity when we called law enforcement." And the two staff that failed to do their job, they were fired. I don't know if it says this in this article, but they were fired. At 12:46 p.m., law enforcement arrived on the scene, and then by 1:16 p.m., 4 deputies were on site. At 1:28, they requested assistance from Pennington County Search and Rescue, and 35 people showed up to search for Serenity. Now this is, you gotta keep in mind, I should say, that this search is the most extensive missing persons searches in South Dakota's history. This had been going on, like multiple searches in multiple months, and it just came out of nowhere. She can't be found. But on February 3rd at 4:57 p.m., the sheriff's office released an alert to the media about the search for Serenity. At 10:30 p.m., the search for that night was called off. Then at 7 a.m. the following day, they began to put out an endangered missing advisory notifying public of Serenity's disappearance. Over 200 people kept searching with dogs, and at this point, there was no sign of Serenity. On February 5th, the sheriff's office issued a statement. "If Serenity was outside, it's unlikely she survived. We have not ruled out the possibility that she found someplace warm to shelter or that someone picked her up. We still have an active investigation and will follow up on all leads." On the 6th of February, which was a Wednesday, the sheriff had requested special dog teams from various states like Iowa, Wyoming, and Colorado. These dogs were trained to locate deceased persons. "These dogs find it hard to detect scent in fresh conditions, so that's the downside. But they did pick up a scent, but they couldn't actually say it was from Serenity, which I think is kind of stupid. They could really look into that more. But it's whatever, I guess. You know, someday she'll be found, in short. As of August 2019, the sheriff's office had chased 195 leads in 15 states, conducted 440 interviews, and executed 6 search warrants. In November 2019, online footage of a young girl was captured on a Ring doorbell in Harriet Creek Ranch, Texas. The child appeared to be begging for help, and many people suggested that the child bore resemblance to Serenity. Serenity's family viewed the footage and said it was not their child. February 3rd of 2020 marked the first year since Serenity's disappearance. Despite all these searches, despite the cadaver dogs, she had not been found. You know, like I said, there was scents from these dogs that these dogs picked up. They couldn't really say it was her. They didn't really care to follow up with these scents. But the working theory for the law enforcement of Bennington County comes out to that she got lost after running into the woods, and she had hypothermia and then died. Since her disappearance, the Black Hills Children's Home has been cited by state and federal regulators for waiting 80 minutes to call 911, for having radios that were on different channels, and for lacking planning and training in runaway prevention. Like I said, the two staff members that were technically in charge of her were fired. According to the Children's Home Society Executive Director Michelle Lavelle, and the on-call supervisor though advised employees on the scene to search longer before calling 911. And she remains employed, as does with the director of the home, I guess. I don't know if that's changed over time. According to Pennington County Sheriff's Office, the lead detective on the case says the investigation, as I stated before, is the most extensive in Pennington County's history and obviously in the state's history. And so far, there's been no evidence of an abduction or other form of foul play. If I haven't said this already, you know, in an interview, her parents stated that she liked to run away a lot. Like I said, that was part of the basis that she was put in the children's home. On top of that, though, she likes to play a hide-and-seek game. She likes to watch people look for her as she's running away. So, ideally, she could have been really close by to them. She's really close by, up in a tree, maybe. You know, whatnot, and just looking down from them and thinking to herself that they can't find her. And at that point, it's possible that she just got lost, you know, because obviously Black Hills Forest is a forest where it's big with a lot of trees with no towns necessarily around it. In this investigation, as in any investigation, we cannot rule out the possibility until we know exactly what happened to Serenity. You know, we can have theories after theories after theories with this case, but if there's no solid evidence to suggest this or that, like every other case, whether it's a runaway case or a murder case, we can't just say, you know, this is what happened. You know, without that proper evidence. Serenity's family did make a statement, you know, around the year, I guess. They said that, "Serenity, I love you. Come home to us. We miss you. We will never stop looking. We will never stop fighting. We want you home. We hope that you're safe, that you're okay right now. I just want you to know that you're loved and you're cherished, and we just want you home. If you could come home, stay here and not leave, and try your hardest not to run away because we miss you. I love you. We have fought a lot, but if we could go back, we would change that, and I would like her to come back. And like I said, even almost 3 years now, she is still missing. She has not been found. The latest investigation search and whatnot conducted sometime in the middle of this year. So I don't think they're going to do another one unless if they know for certain that it's possible. But like I said, I don't have a lot. You know, there's been another possible sighting in Las Vegas. Las Vegas police were contacted by Pennington County Sheriff, and it was confirmed that it was not her. So, which I don't think, you know, even if it was possible, she would even go out that far. Let's see. Yeah, there's nothing necessarily about her, you know, in the sense of this. Yeah, there's nothing new. As of the latest thing this year. You know, if you have any theories or anything, just let me know. You know, if you'll find something before I do, just let me know. Also, contact Pennington County Police. I'm going to actually kind of do that right now. I'm going to just put this in the description for you guys as well. So if you have any information, any tips, then you can call them Pennington County Sheriff's Office, and their phone number is 605-394-6113. Once again, if you have any tips leading to finding Serenity Denard, you can call Pennington County Sheriff's Office at 605-394-6113. Without further ado, you guys, you know, like I said, I was expecting this to be a long episode, but I hope you guys enjoyed it, and see you again for an episode about cults on Wednesday. See you next time on After Dark, Coast to Coast, Without a Trace.